50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, TJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Listen, drop on the clues bombs for all the hustlers. Waking up this morning on their grind. Walking into this radio station, you will receive CDs of music, you will receive stage plays, you will receive scripts for TV shows, all kind of stuff.
What you got this morning?
Hard drives, mixtapes, and flyers for plays.
It's like a party outside.
Yeah, wow. Young Josh is out there from Houston, dropping a clues bomb.
He's
from
out
Young
there
Josh.
Still? Is he still dressed up?
I didn't notice what he had on today, but he down there today, he wanting to come up here and rap, but no, not this morning.
Okay.
Especially after I just finished coming in to work, listening to Rhapsody's new CD, Layla's Wisdom, drop on the clues bomb for Rhapsody. And Wu-Tang. Boy, see, I'm old. So I still check for new Wu-Tang music, all right? I don't know what Wu-Tang got cooking up, but boy, they got some records out right now.
Well, they got a new album out.
It's out?
Well, coming out.
Oh.
I've been playing a single featuring Redman.
They got two with Redman. I heard a new one this morning called Lesson Learned with Redman and Inspector Deck. Sorry, youngins. It's just for me and your parents right now and your grandparents. This kind of conversation.
Well, right. Shout out to Young Josh, who's here from Houston. He came all the way over here from Houston, and he is outside this morning. It's just like I said yesterday. It's a hard time because we're trying to rush in here and start the show.
Right. And speaking of Houston, shout to Trader Truth, Mr. Rogers, and Bun B. That truck that we loaded up got to Houston yesterday. So they got all the supplies. Yeah, they got everything. Now, they kind of had the problem that we had, meaning when the truck came, they had to unload it themselves. And they were, oh, man, they were like envy. They was like, why didn't you put it on pallets so we could just put it and just pull it right out?
Because we don't know how to do this.
I don't know. I never loaded an 18-wheeler. They just threw the ish in there. So he was like, man, usually people, when they send trucks, they put it on pallets and they could just get a truck and get the pallets off. Nope.
What y'all do with them box of Tims, though?
I don't know.
Tims I sent, though.
In Houston? I don't know what they did with them box of
Listen,
Tims.
Listen, man, they can wear them for about a good month in Houston.
My goodness.
But congratulations to Cardi B also. I told y'all her song.
You ain't stand by that. You just sound too confident. Drop on the clues bombs for Cardi B.
Because I was trying not to spoil it because I don't think she knew yet.
Well,
It was a surprise. I was at Atlantic Records yesterday, and they had her fly in just to congratulate her. She didn't know her whole family was going to be there. They had like a little surprise party for her at Atlantic Records yesterday. So congratulations to her for being number one.
Listen, man, Cardi for the culture. That made my freaking day to see Cardi B number one, Bodak Yellow, bro.
Absolutely.
And if you remember when she was on the Breakfast Club last week, and she made the little reference to Bring It On. Bring It On is one of my favorite movies because my wife was a cheerleader in high school and college, so I've always been big on cheerleading stuff. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because my daughter's a cheerleader now. But anyway, Bring It On is a movie about black cheerleaders versus white cheerleaders, and Taylor Swift was number one at the time, but now Cardi B is number one.
So. Yeah, there was some drama that happened with Taylor Swift coming out and trying to be number one, but the time that she came out and all kinds of stuff, but Cardi B is number one.
Yes!
Congratulations
to
Cardi B.
Drop on the clues bomb for Cardi B, damn it, again.
Cardi B, Bodak Yellow.
Number one song in the country, man. What God has planned for you, no Taylor Swift fan or evil Bob can stop.
There you go. All right, well, let's get in some front
you
page
go, Cardi.
News. Now, did you boycott the NFL last night?
I'm going to be honest with you. No, I didn't. But please don't tell Angela Rye, because I do not want to hear her mouth. All right?
Well, Angela Rye, he watched the game. And Dallas beat Arizona 28-17. I didn't watch it. Did they kneel?
They did kneel, but it was kind
of... During the national anthem?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. That was whack to me.
And
I'm going to tell you why it was whack. Because they kneeled before the anthem. And they didn't kneel on camera. And I mean, Jerry Jones didn't kneel with them, but they actually stood during the national anthem. I'm not with the half-ass justice, man. You either gonna protest all the way or you're not gonna protest at all. That's just my motto on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to appease nobody in this situation. If you're going to protest, you're not here to make the people that you're protesting comfortable. That defeats the point of the protest.
So next, period. And then you watch the game.
So next week you're going to watch the game?
Yeah, we 2-1. Are you going to watch the UCU Giants fans are aborting the season because y'all 0-3 now.
I'm boycotting.
Y'all, now y'all officially boycotting.
I'm boycotting.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm going to keep watching until we got a losing record.
You stupid
and
ass.
And I'm all in for the boycott, all right? But please don't tell Angela Rye.
Now, what are we talking about in front page news? Where you want to go first?
All right, well, Anthony Weiner has gotten 21 months in prison, and that is because he was sexting with a 15-year-old girl. In May, he had pleaded guilty to one charge of transferring obscene material to a minor in federal court. And he could have possibly gotten 21. He could have possibly gotten up to 10 years. So while he feels like the sentence was harsh, other people are feeling, well, you know, you could have went to jail for way longer than that.
I saw him the other day. I was driving. You know, if you're not familiar with New York City, it's a mm-hmm. highway called the West Side Highway.
Yep.
And it's this gym on the left, Chelsea Piers.
Chelsea Piers.
It's like that's a gym, right?
Well, it has everything. Bowling, yeah, gym, stuff. Basketball.
And I guess he was walking over there, and he got a pervert face. Like, he had no choice but to be a pervert. I mean, his last name's Weiner, and he really looks like a pervert in
He's
person.
He's still in the gym trying to make sure he can send out those naked pictures.
If I had to draw a picture of a pervert, like for a cartoon or something, and I was like, this is the guy's house you stay away from, kids, it would definitely be Anthony Weiner.
Jeesh.
Anthony Weiner. Mr. Weiner, stay away from Mr. Weiner's house. Your butthole will never be the same if you go over there.
All right.
All right. Now, Trump.
Yes, so Donald Trump, a few different things. He's talking about Puerto Rico, and he's saying that Puerto Rico is in deep trouble. These
really,
tweets
Donald?
Were overnight now.
Oh,
he said, Texas and Florida are doing great, but Puerto Rico, which was already suffering from broken infrastructure and massive debt, is in deep trouble. Its old electrical grid, which was in terrible shape, was devastated. Much of the island was destroyed with billions of dollars owed to Wall Street. And the banks, which sadly must be dealt with, food, water, and medical are top priorities and doing well. Hashtag FEMA.
I was looking at CNN yesterday, and it was interesting because they had this headline that said, Trump's Twitter finger since Saturday morning. He tweeted about sports and the national anthem 16 times.
I've seen that.
Healthcare 2 times. Taxes 1 time. North Korea 1 time. And Puerto Rico 0.
He doesn't care.
Hey, America.
And then he comes out with these tweets about Puerto Rico.
Your president has his priorities all messed up.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
My goodness.
America, your driver is asleep at the wheel. All right.
He been asleep. All right.
Jesus.
Well, that's front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset and you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, I just want to remain anonymous. But, yeah, Uncle Charlotte, man, I feel you on that, though, man. And I feel the same way. It's about making people uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they're willing to risk everything they have. And, yo, Unc, man, I'm real confused. I mean, didn't we have a war about being with the Nazis and stuff like that? Because I'm confused. You can't be a neo-Nazi and a patriot, can you? I mean,
nah, that's an oxymoron. You cannot be a neo-Nazi and a patriot. There's nothing patriotic about being a neo-Nazi.
Though. You can't be like, I love America, and you going and you're doing something like that is very anti-American. Same thing with judging these guys, and you know, so you got to respect their right to peaceful protest. I mean, like, you're very anti-American if you say anything negative about it. I mean, yes, you're entitled to your opinion, but think about it. It's their constitutional right. You call yourself a patriot, but you're really going against the Constitution. You say, oh, you owe these guys this, you owe these guys that, this, that, and stuff. And Jerry Jones just basically told y'all to, you know what I'm saying, stick it in your mouth and you know what I mean?
That wasn't true. All those stuff they had about going around about Jerry Jones wasn't true. But I do agree with you that you cannot be a patriot and a neo-Nazi. But the Constitution wasn't written for us anyway. We was 3/4 of a human being when that was written.
Hello, who's this?
Victoria.
Hey, Victoria, get it off your chest, mama.
I'm mad because I couldn't make the iHeart Radio Music Festival this year, and I've been going the last 2 years straight.
Oh. So, yeah, she actually hung out with us and came to the party and everything before.
No, I'm sorry for that.
Let me tell y'all why I'm blessed. I'm blessed because, you know, I speak things into existence, and I'm speaking that one of y'all gonna give me a powerhouse ticket.
I think that can happen for you. I'm pretty sure that can happen for Victoria, right?
I don't have any tickets.
I'm sure we can give Victoria a powerhouse ticket.
We don't have any tickets yet, but we'll see what we could do for you.
You're first on the list, boo.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
That don't mean you're going to get them. That doesn't mean you say you first on the list. That's for consideration.
Okay, well, I'm going to speak it to assistance, though.
There you go.
There you go, yes.
All right, Mama,
keep hope alive.
Pray on it. That's what young Josh told me this morning. He said, I prayed on it. I said, prayed on what? I didn't even know what he was talking about.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. He prayed on coming up here and rapping today.
Yeah, he gave me a CD this morning. He said, I prayed on this. Like, Josh, knock it off.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, Rob.
Rob, get it off your chest.
Yo, I wanted to know, what is Black Lives Matter doing for the people, black people that are being enslaved in other parts of the world? Being so, like, we only focus on what happens with Black Lives Matter in America, or...
But there's a lot everywhere. Going on here to focus on.
Well, can I ask you a question, sir? Do you do anything for the Black Lives Matter movement here?
No.
No, nothing to say. He said no. So why are you questioning us on what we do for any Black Lives Matter movement anywhere if you're not doing anything for the Black Lives Matter movement at all?
It sounds like you're just, you know, working for propaganda for America. You guys don't give a shit. You're making a little baby bullshit about Black Lives Matter.
Hey, brother, my brother, are you hungry? Are you hungry this morning? Are you hungry?
Yeah, you know, I stood up for the anthem.
Okay, cool. Well, if you're hungry, eat a d-
Okay. I wouldn't invite another man to his genitals. He might like it. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Lynette.
Hey, Lynette, get it off your chest.
I'm a little mad because yesterday, I'm going to start by saying this. I respect what they're doing in the NFL, but I'm really not a football fan. I was at work yesterday, and my coworker was talking to one of the customers about the situation. I did not add my 2 cents because I really didn't know. But listening to them, I realized what they were talking about, but I never said nothing. But the man looked at me and rolled his eyes. Like, he had, like, a real, like, a problem with me, and I looked at him like... I rolled my eyes back in, but I don't even know what's really going on. But now that I'm listening to y'all and hearing them talk about it, I respect what they're doing. And if that's how they got to make a stand, and if it got to start in football, let it start in football.
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick took a knee because of the injustices that African Americans are facing in this country at the hands of police. Simple as that.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us at any time. Now, I wasn't here for this interview, but Lee Daniels will be joining us this morning, huh?
Oh,
as long
man.
As Brashear Gray, who is, you know him as Hakeem
okay.
on Empire.
But Lee Daniels is the original Big Daddy. There would be no Brashear if it wasn't for Lee Daniels.
What you mean?
Okay. Oh, you'll hear about it when they come up here to the Breakfast Club. But we're going to try to get Lee Daniels to do the 40D challenge. Everybody, you've been seeing the 40D challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
That people have been doing online. We're going to try to get Lee Daniels to do the 40D challenge.
All right. And we got rumors on the way, Ye?
Well, yes. Let's talk about Cardi B. She had a huge day yesterday finding out that she was number one. We'll talk about the congratulations that she got from fellow rappers and what she had to say at Atlantic Records. Also, we'll talk about another artist who is breaking some records, and that artist is Post Malone.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get the rumors.
Did we salute French for being at the IHOP Festival this weekend?
Yes, we did yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
He performed at the Daytime Village and came out with Khaled.
So. Here on Friday and Saturday and the Daytime Village.
Yes. French be working hard.
He came out Friday, too?
Weekend.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
That's right. So French is working. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Cardi B.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Angela Yee. It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations again to Cardi B. She's only the second female rapper to ever be on top of the Hot 100, number one, without a feature on it. Lauryn Hill did that song, Doo Wop That Thing, back in 1998.
I love that meme with Lauryn Hill and Cardi B on it. And, you know, I always say ratchetness and righteousness is the yin and the yang of life. You need a healthy balance of both.
Now, we'll tell you about people's reactions. Janelle Monae went on Twitter, said, "This is incredible. Your story is deeply inspiring. Congratulations, my love, Cardi B."
It is.
Now, YG said, congrats with a K to Cardi B going number one, Blood Gang. Rhapsody said, hey, Cardi B, congrats on that number one spot, sis. I love your spirit. Bodak Yellow, never stop being you. Keep going. T.I. congratulated her as well for making history.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people went Ghostface Killer. Of course, Nicki Minaj congratulated her as well. She said, congratulations to a fellow New Yorker on a record-breaking achievement. Barty, this is the only thing that matters. Enjoy it. Missy Elliott congratulated her, and so did Little Kim. Little Kim said, congratulations to my baby cakes. I always knew this day would come, and I'm so happy and proud of you.
I don't know how you don't root for Cardi B. She's got an amazing spirit. She lives her truth. Like, she's just a great person. I don't see how you can't root for Cardi B.
Congratulations.
Now, at Atlantic Records yesterday, Cardi B was there, and they had a surprise giving her her number one Billboard plaque, and all her family was there, as well as the Atlantic Records staff. Shout out to Julie Greenwald and Mike Kaiser. And here is what Cardi B had to say, because she didn't even know anything about this Billboard being on top of the Hot 100 charts. Here's what she said.
Like, at first, I kept asking, I keep coming to the label, like, why is my not playing on the radio? I do not understand what's going on. And then it's just like, you got to keep on working hard to get that record, that big record. Oh, I'm going to do you up. I'm going to give you a record. And then it's just like, when it hit the billboards, you know, I don't really know how the music industry works. All I feel is like, oh, well, if everybody listening to the song is popping, maybe. If it's not on the billboards, then it really don't matter.
Drop on the clues bombs for Cardi B. Cardi B, a female rapper, got the number one song in the country. Rhapsody got the best rap album in the country right now. Female rap is really popping. Rap is popping, period. Hip-hop is popping.
Congrats to Cardi, man. I'm happy for Cardi.
All right, now she was also excited that her family was there, and here's what she said about that.
You know that quote that they say, you know who your real friends is when you open a business? Well, I experienced that this week. All of my friends, everybody that I grew up with, my family, everybody posted so I could go number one, like, without even me asking, harassing their followers, like, make sure you download and stream Bodak Yellow, and look what you make me do.
Yes, man, and to all the Taylor Swift fans who are trying to block that, and all of the evil barbs that were trying to block that, because there's some good barbs out there, too. You cannot stop what God has planned for a person.
And listen, for all the barbs, Nicki Minaj is congratulating her, too.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be, you know.
That should make you fall in line right there.
Everybody can win.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Cardi B once again. Damn it.
I brought some Barty Bucks in for you guys, too.
Salute the Barty gang.
Barty Bucks.
Mm-hmm. I told y'all 4 or 5 years ago Cardi B was a star, man.
All right, now Post Malone has also set a new Apple Music streaming record, and that's for his song Rockstar featuring 21 Savage. It's number 2 right now behind Cardi B's Bodak Yellow, but it just came out September 15th.
That sucker shot up the charts fast.
That got over 25 million plays on Apple Music in 1 week, and the previous record was held by DJ Khaled for his song I'm the One.
Oh, drop on the clues bomb for white privilege, damn it. All right. Okay. All right, it is what it is, okay? It is what it is.
Nah, you don't like any Post Malone
song? Nah, it's a dope song.
I like Congratulations. That's my song, too.
Ain't got nothing to do with white privilege. It's a dope song.
It's a good song. It's a
rock
good song.
I'm going to play
it. He's got a huge fan base, though.
Huge,
I mean, you just don't debut at number 2 without a huge fan base.
No, he has a huge fan base.
And a lot of that fan base is wild people. So it's scrimping numbers, damn it.
He got 21 Savage on it.
Yeah.
Why except that like he tried to stage dive during his show and no one caught him. That sucked in St. Louis.
Well, that's what happens when you big on screaming and you don't get a lot of radio play. When you big on screaming and don't get a lot of radio play, they don't catch you when you jump in the
crowd.
That's
not true.
He said he felt like Jack Black in School of Rock tonight when I stage dived and nobody caught my fat ass. Wish I had Lil Uzi's body.
Well, listen, when that rock Rockstar record starts playing on the radio and blows up the radio, they'll catch you next time.
All right, well,
radio still matters.
Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, when we come back, I missed this interview, but I'm mad I missed it. Lee Daniels and Bryce Gray.
The original Big Daddy. Lee Daniels.
Why do you keep calling him
that's
that?
That's his Instagram name.
That's his name. Yes. Yeah, that's his nickname.
I thought you were just being stupid.
His Instagram name is the original
Big Daddy. Yeah, if you're
Big
looking
Daddy.
For him, it's original Big Daddy.
And I can't wait till y'all hear why they call him the original Big Daddy. Daddy.
And that's all Charlamagne kept calling him yesterday.
Why do you keep using your lips like that, Big Daddy?
Because that's how Lee Daniels talks. Lee Daniels talks with his eyes and nostrils. Wait. Lee Daniels is funny, man.
How does Fresh Air Gray talk?
All right. When we come back, we get it on.
Especially when he's around Big Daddy.
He's stupid. You know what?
See.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Lee Daniels.
And Brashear Gray, what's happening, my brothers?
They gonna talk?
We're good. This is our first
interview this week.
You know, I could tell Lee Daniels is a very busy person. He didn't even know what day it was today. He had no idea.
I didn't know if it was morning or not.
Yeah.
You get sort of wrapped up into it, you know, deep down into the pocket of it. Either the work,
okay,
you know, or creating, or trying to get something to create.
Everything is a blur.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on your Instagram, you are the original Big Daddy.
Yes, sir.
Why that
like
nickname?
That.
Back in the day, way back in the day, I was a manager as I was directing theater. A lot of African American actors used to come to my door and call me Big Daddy so I could get them work.
Okay.
So that
works. So if you need a job, just call Lee Daniels, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
But congratulations to both of you, because Empire is returning on Wednesday, and then Star is coming on right after that. And of course, I always feel like calling you Hakeem. I'm sorry, Bashir. Or Yaz. You have so many names.
Still?
I don't know. Michael Bivins. He has a lot of names. But still, we know you first as Hakeem, you know, really from Empire.
Yeah.
And getting that role. So we know last season ended with a literal bang, and we're coming back to see what happens. Is it hard for you guys? Like, I know everybody's waiting on the edge of their seat to find out what's going to happen just because of the cliffhanger, you know, at the end of Empire. You have a baby now?
Yeah, I do. Why am I hot in here?
I'm sitting there with your arms folded.
I'm hot in here. I'm like, everybody relax. You know what I mean?
What's going on?
I'm hot.
You want some water?
Get some water, yeah. I'm hot.
Do you think Empire gets the credit it deserves for launching like a new black renaissance in television?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I think there's a lot of heat with it, with a lot of haters that come with mm-hmm. the success of a show. I think that's part of being successful. And I've embraced that. I've been, you know, my very first job, speaking of revolt, it's ironic that I'm here, was with Sean, putting him and giving him his SAG card in the very first job I got, which was Monsters Ball.
That's Diddy for everybody out there who's not rich enough to be on a first name basis with Puff, okay?
You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of...
Yes, and, you know, she was the first African-American to win an Oscar, mm-hmm. woman to get an Oscar. And I got a lot of heat for that because it was controversy.
Oh, because of when she, I guess, the aggressive sex scene with her and forgot the guy's name.
Yes, I mean, they take Billy Bob Thornton. I think that, you know, you get a lot of heat for what you do if you're pushing the buttons of culture
mm-hmm.
and making people think. So, but I'm always a step ahead of the game, and I'm ready to take, I'm a target. They come for me no matter what. I'm openly gay. I don't give a f-. I do what I gotta do, and I've done what I've had to do. And in that, I've made sure that African Americans are at the forefront of the writer's room and at the forefront of... getting awards
mm-hmm.
and making sure that we're changing culture.
What do you think your responsibility is?
And I think that with that comes a lot of hate. And with that comes, I mean, it's been that way from the very beginning of my career. And I'm it's okay because I'm an artist ultimately.
Well, I mean, you're a black man.
they're going to come for me no matter what I do.
Yeah, you're a black man and you're gay, so you're going to experience hate.
Yes.
That comes to territory.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think your responsibility is as a black man in a position of power in Hollywood? You mentioned a few things just now, but what do you think your ultimate responsibility is?
My responsibility is to make sure that my kids are taken care of mm-hmm. and that I can look myself in the mirror at the end of the day and say, I did the right thing.
Mm.
They're in college now already?
Yep, they're 21.
So you did a great job.
He met my son for the first time. My son has an issue with him.
I spend
a lot of time with him, you know, writing and stuff like that. So he has an issue with, he has an issue with my work because I spend more time. I spend my time so that he can have the life that I didn't have.
Mm-hmm. But so does your son come on set and like hang out?
He's grown up on set.
Does he really not like you?
No, he didn't. Okay. He likes him now. He met him. He likes him. He met him for the first time. But he really has an issue with. He's grown up on sets with me. He grew up on the set of Monsters Ball. I mean, they've grown up in all my theater projects.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You said that your brother also used to have kind of an issue with you, but most recently you guys have had. He kind of apologized.
He did. He sent me a letter while he was in jail because they're my brother's kids that mm-hmm. I raised since they've been 3 days old. And he sent me a letter in jail. He was like, I'm sorry for hating you just because.
Mm.
For all these years. You know, when I opened up and said, hey, listen, I'm gay. He was like, well, okay, bye. And I was 13. That was the end of our relationship.
How difficult was that? Well, I've seen you explore the relationship with your father uh-huh. through your art, but I've never heard you
Well, I love
about
very much. I mean, it makes it seem like I don't love my father, mm-hmm. but I love my
You're
father.
You're telling the truth.
My father made me the man that I am today, you know? he made me the man that I am today. He was a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
He sparred with a Muhammad Ali. He was Muhammad Ali's bodyguard when he was in Philadelphia.
Mm.
He was a policeman. He was killed in the line of duty. He was the truth. But he also had an issue with my sexuality, and he thought he could beat it out of me.
Mm.
Now, you also are doing a musical based on your life, because you have had a fascinating
life. Why are we
life.
Talking about me? I got to talk about okay, Yaz, too. Flip it over to Yaz.
We don't get to talk to you too much,
Yaz. You don't talk to you too much?
No.
Yeah.
We don't hear from Mr. Daniel too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can talk to me then.
No, I was just going to ask about your brother. Like, you know, was that hard for you? Because I guess those were the two males.
I love my brother. I couldn't help that my brother didn't respond to me. And that hurt me deeply. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think that my success really has been because so many people have told me not to. You know, when you're put in a trash can and called a f*** when you are four and you don't even know what the f*** a f*** is.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're in high heels and s***. So, I mean, I think that my success has always been based on me being told that I couldn't or that I was different. And so that pushed me even further to making sure, because when you told that when you young, ain't shit that can stop you.
Word.
So that's why none of this that they saying about empire or anything stops me. Okay, check, next. Let me go on and do, they talked about me with Butler. I said, okay, well, let me go on and make empire.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, next. Keep it moving.
How hard was it not to hate his kids, so to speak?
How hate kids?
No, I'm serious. Because if, like, you know, he was treated you bad,
uh-huh.
And then now you taking on his responsibilities.
Who technically. Are you talking? Oh, my
your
kids.
Brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love my kids. Gotcha. My brother called me when I was.
Your brother's kids are your kids.
My kids, yeah.
Yeah.
My biological, his biological. I love my kids. You kidding me? My kids were. They came. He said to me. He called me. He was smart enough to call me. When he was getting ready to go to jail, he said, "You want to take my kids because my wife is." My girlfriend doesn't want these kids. And she was like 6 months pregnant. Sure enough, you know, she left them with my mom mm-hmm. When they was 3 days old. And my mom was like, you know, I done raised five of y'all and some like 10 grandkids. I ain't raising no more kids. So you can come take these kids or I'm calling social services. So my partner, who it was white, really wanted kids. I didn't want no kids. And I was on drugs. So I was like, I don't want no kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but my mom said, you take them or I'm taking them to social services. So my partner, we went to Philadelphia to get the kids, and I thought I was saving the kids. But really, they were saving me because they got me off drugs.
That's great.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were on drugs.
Yeah, I was on cocaine. I was on base. I was on the pipe. I was,
You said when you found out about Monsters Ball and Halle, you were high on meth and everything.
Yeah.
When you got that phone call.
Yeah. No, that's not true. I said when she was at the... When she won the Academy Award,
okay,
I was high, and I didn't think I deserved to. I didn't think we, you know, we was just trying to. I don't think it was an empire, you know. Like I don't really think that I'm just making my shit happen. I'm not thinking about the impact that it has or that it's good, even. You know what I mean? Because in the back of your head, it's important that you tell your kids, you uplift your kids.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
All right, we got more with Lee Daniels and Bri Shea Gray when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lee Daniels and Bri Shea Gray in the building. Charlamagne?
How do you feel about people getting upset when they see gay men engaging in sexual relations on TV?
How do you feel?
It doesn't bother me at all. I mean...
It don't bother me either. I think that we're here... to break down barriers for my people. Empire has broken down barriers across the world for my people, you know? And within that, I'm here to educate my people on life. And so I think that, you know, it's an educational experience. It ain't gotta be your thing, but it's what it is. And you can't sweep that shit under the carpet because it is what it is. And how do I feel? I feel that I'm educating people. And that's what, it's enlightening, you know? And so, you know, I'm doing a movie right now. One of the films I'm doing is about Bayard Rustin. Anybody know who Bayard Rustin is?
Mm-mm. Educate.
Yeah. Bayard Rustin put together the first civil rights movement. And he helped King with the I Had a Dream speech. A very important figure in the civil rights movement. He's responsible for all of us being here today and our civil rights. He went to Gandhi, to India, learned about the civil rights, learned about the nonviolent movement, and taught King that. But the NAACP, because he was gay, said, no, 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 you will not be the face of civil rights. And so he was kicked to the curb.
Wow.
So I'm doing a movie about him that's important, you know what I mean? Because he's someone that is responsible for all of us being here right now. But because he was gay, he was told no. And so he erased him from history. So this is the kind of shit that I want to do. I'm here to educate, and I think it's important for us to know, as black people, what, you know, what time it is.
Like, when you, during the civil rights struggle, of course being black was the number one agenda, but how did gay people get through that as well during that time?
But that, I think we have been, you know, look, we've been dogged and stomped on. I remember my dad's like to me, you know, dude, it's difficult enough being a black man in America. Why you gotta go be gay on top of it? That's like, yes, a death sentence. But you can't help what you are. It is what it is, you know? And you gotta hold up and man up to that.
I feel like it'd be more of a death sentence to not be what you are. Like that's,
for
that's
sure.
Killing you slowly.
You know what I mean? And that's what's spreading AIDS. Because guess what? AIDS is not a gay disease anymore. We know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's men on the DL that's infecting women of color. That's the disease. The disease is not being open and being free.
Mm. Now, Brashear, as a kid from Philly, when you came to go to Empire.
Nice shift.
Well, I was going to talk about it. Oh, you like this? Thank you.
It is. It's beautiful. You're beautiful.
Thank you. I actually, both Charlamagne and I had quick guest appearances on Empire also.
Did you? So you know. What episode?
God damn, Lee. Yes.
What episode? Yes. What episode?
I've been on there a few times.
I actually was.
That's how I know you. That's how I knew you. I knew you. But you, how come you was giving me shade outside? You didn't say, "Hey, Lee."
I didn't see you outside.
You did. I was outside, and you was outside. We were all outside together. I was coming in on the phone.
No, see Charlie. Charlie said no. I wasn't out there.
Where was he at?
Man, Lee, you still on drugs?
No, I'm not on drugs. I'm getting old. I don't know. I was on the phone. You were outside though, right?
I was.
Did you come outside?
Yeah, I walked out real quick. But you weren't there when I came outside. But no, I actually did a quick scene. I interviewed Taye Diggs in the radio station.
Okay.
Right when he was talking about his foundation and all of that. But what was it like for you going, this is being your first role, a kid coming from Philly, and going to Empire, and they do deal with a lot of topics. Have you had like a lot of interactions with people that were gay? Did you know people? Did you have any preconceived notions? How did that help you?
I was always a person who never judged anybody. Mm-hmm. I had a cousin who was gay, and that was like my best friend. So the relationship between me and Jussie Smollett was just icing on a cake because we made music together.
Mm-hmm.
So when Lee put us together and said, y'all gonna be brothers. And y'all have to have the chemistry and love for each other, for real. The fans that do come up is different races, is different ages, is different, just all different types of people. And all different types of love and the responsibility that Lee Daniels gave me through just a role, Hakeem Lion, and is being so projected as, you know, inspiration. It was a responsibility for me, like, whoa.
Right.
He just gave me what? And it was just like, I gotta be a role model. I can't get locked up. I can't be out here doing none of this. I gotta be a role model for the kids.
You don't have to whisper when you're saying these things, Brashear.
I know.
Speak up.
He's dramatic.
Speak louder, Brashear.
I'm dramatic.
You don't have to whisper.
You know what was beautiful? What's really beautiful is that this group of people that have really become a family. These boys fight like family members, like real brothers, you know what I mean? And it shows on screen. This is real. And it's beautiful because it's what black lives are really about, what family is really about.
And you really also address mental health, which is something that we've been talking about a lot up here on The Breakfast Club, because there's so many people that struggle with mental health issues.
It is a stigma that is, I think, worse than homophobia, because we don't want to talk about black. It's like, what is wrong with us?
I think we
don't want to talk about like mental issues, like, oh, my God, I got a sister that has got Like, my family, we don't want to talk about it. We sweep that. White people ain't no problem talking about it. We seem to have a problem talking
But we
about
don't clinically diagnose it. We just be like, that's crazy.
Exactly.
And keep it moving. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, we just kind of deal with the fact that that.
What do you make of that?
I think lack of education about it. I think, yeah. you know, it's been more conversation around mental health nowadays, and I think people are actually...
But do you think that they're addressing it the way they're addressing homophobia? I think that we have decided to say, no, this is like... It's really a lack of education. You yeah. hit the net. It's what it is, a lack of education.
And by the way, we dismiss everything in the hood, though. Because you'd be like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, anything yeah. that's not
Why
like
is
you...
That?
I think it's... I don't know. That's a good question. I never thought about it. I think maybe because it's hard to understand certain things. When we don't understand it, we just dismiss it and keep it moving.
And I think people also don't want to admit it, too. It's hard for people to admit when they're struggling with certain things and let other people know. So no, you kind of suffer in silence, too. I think is part of it.
So it's really important for me to address that on in the black culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was as important to me as the whole thing. And maybe even more important to me than the whole homophobia thing. You know what I mean?
Really?
For sure.
Why? Did you have somebody around you that stuff?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Who don't have nobody in their family don't? I know. I don't know, but I know I do.
You got some crazy in your family.
Yes.
You know, I don't know.
You know what I mean? And we decide to label them, just like you said, crazy, and keep yeah. it moving.
Oh, what about like ADHD? And things like
oh, my
that.
God. Yes.
Yes has ADHD.
So do I, a little bit.
Now talk about that,
Guilty.
Though. For Yes, you really did have to take, did you really have to take medication for ADHD and everything?
Yeah, I had to take medicine back when I was a kid because my thing was ADHD gives you, you like, you know, you're antsy and you're not sitting in your seat. You're not. I'm writing raps when I should be basically doing social studies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get in trouble. But looking longer down the line, drip drop.
But some people might not take that you were passionate.
He ain't on medicine.
Some people might take that you were passionate.
No, that was when
he said when he was young.
He ain't on medicine.
Okay. All right, we got more with Lee Daniels and Brian Shea Gray. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Lee Daniels and Brian Shea Gray are in the building. Charlamagne?
Now with stars, Amaya Scott, transgender woman on the show. You be making any like political statements in response to like Trump not allowing transgenders in the military or anything like that?
Oh, before you do that, I just got to say, man, when Tyrese was up here, he talked about that scene that he had. And then, you know, I watched the episode afterward with Amaya Scott. That was heartbreaking. We were at home like that really did like break your heart when you saw he was on there trying to tell her, you are a man. Say that you're a man and just kind of pray away.
Mm. You know? Tyrese, man, I love Tyrese, you know, and I love actors. So most of my friends, I have more straight friends, straight men friends, than I have gay friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the world that I'm in. You know what I mean? They talk about women issues. You know what I mean? I'm like a barometer for them, a therapist or something. You know what I mean? Damn, you made me lose my train of thought.
Well, the original question was, are you going to address any issues dealing with transgenders on the show because you have Amaya?
Right.
Yes.
But that led to something else. It was something else. I was thinking about something.
Tyrese tends to confuse people.
Tyrese. It does. Yeah.
He does.
Tyrese would say, Tyrese was like, Lee, what you got me doing, yo? What do you got me doing? I can't be messing with this. What is this? And that was, it was perfect. Point was, it was that he exemplified he was living, that was real shit that he was. What you got me doing, man? I go, you're perfect for this role. You're perfect. I said, you're going to do exactly that. And because he trusts me as a director, he played what he understood.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, he prayed what he understood because he was doing it. And he was speaking for a lot of people that really believe that laying hands on you is going to take it out of you.
Mm.
Like, people believe that.
Absolutely.
So
pray the gay away. That's what they would
yes,
all say.
And so it became real because Amaya had really gone through that.
Mm.
I had gone through that. People laying hands on you and speaking in tongues. You just say, yeah, okay, just to stop the process.
Right.
And that's what ultimately I think I take pride in my work, you know, that we breathe truth into our culture.
Are either one of you tired of Empire yet?
I think it takes its run. Mm-hmm. I think we got a couple more years, if that, left in us, for sure. A couple more years, for sure, left in us. That's just the life of television. But I think that, you know, I'd be open to the possibilities of doing a film. I love this family, you know. I just love, I'm obsessed with these characters. And I love them, you know. And America loves them, you know. They've spoken loud and clear, you know, that they love these characters. Sometimes we go a little to the left because my eye ain't on the show or I'm doing something else. We got to pull that back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you didn't see none of the episodes we were on.
He is shady.
Are there any spoilers you can give us for the new season? Anything? Give us a little something.
Someone will die.
A main character? Will it be like a main character?
Will it be one of the brothers?
A main character.
That's important now because Raina got killed on Power, so y'all got to kill somebody. Y'all got to kill somebody worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will it be a lion? One of the lions?
All I'm going to say is somebody, there's got to be a death. There's got to be a death.
Do you let them know before they read the script that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's rude not to. You know what I mean? That's sort of rude not to. And the same thing with Star. You know, there's got to be a death. You know, that's good television.
Absolutely.
It's good television. I don't like it, though, when it happens, because they become family members. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends.
Somebody got to go.
And then that's when you know the show is either about the, okay, they only got a couple more seasons now if that person died. Depending on who died, you know it's only a couple more seasons left. Now, a big boy from Outkast says he wants to talk to you about doing an Outkast biopic.
Yes.
Have y'all started those discussions?
We started. I love him. I'm excited. I'm excited about it. I think that that's some potent material right there. So yeah.
What happened to the Richard Pryor movie?
I'm producing it. I'm no longer directing it. I got caught up in television land.
Gotcha.
But I'm gonna do a movie this January. I'm a little nervous about it.
Really?
I haven't been behind it. I haven't directed. You know, I've been too busy like running this empire, literally. So I'm a director, and I ain't directed since The Butler. So it's time for me to work. You know what I mean? It's a whole different headspace. You're looking at people and making sure that, you know, like you're overseeing, you're not doing your craft. What God gave me to do, which was to direct.
How is it hard to keep egos from clashing on the set of Empire?
They do.
With all that star power. I mean, we heard a story of Nia Long on set just causing everybody problems.
It's simply not true. Yes, there's somebody always acting up every week. You know, we're 4 years in, it's life. Somebody's going to be upset. But I think that they instinctively know not to all be upset on the same episode.
They take turns.
These motherfuckers take turns. They know not to. They know we'll shut down. So everybody sort of comes in and is an issue with one actor every week. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think, and they all sort of band together to take care of that actor. It's a family. Really a family.
Now, are you still blackballing Monique?
No, blackballing. I've never blackballed her. And I'm sorry that she feels that way. And I have nothing but love for her. And I think that I really don't have anything but love for her. And I'm just sad. Mm-hmm. I'm sad because, you know, what we experienced on Precious was incredible. It was a magical, wonderful moment. And for her to think that is, it hurts me. Mm. It hurts me deeply, you know? And why would I blackball somebody that I love and I respect? And she, you know, she delivered for me. So I have nothing but respect for any actor that I work with. Every actor.
Would you work with her again?
For sure. Look, I have no ego when it comes to my art. None whatsoever. If you can deliver for me,
it's
business. You know what I mean? Go and talk whatever you want to talk. But when you want, when I say action and you in the pocket, yes. I'll take it again.
Was she up for the Roller Cookie? Oh, is that a rumor?
That is a rumor.
Okay, she was never up for the Roller Cookie.
She was up for the role of Cookie, for sure. Like every other black woman in Hollywood.
Gotcha.
There was no difference. She was up for the role of Cookie, as was Oprah and anybody else.
Oprah?
I was thinking about everybody. I mean, it's a black role. It's a black... Right. And there wasn't a black actress from Nia Long to... Halle Berry to everybody was up for that.
You considered all your options.
Absolutely.
You kind of got a Midas touch when it comes to like black women winning Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. I like black women.
Mm-hmm.
I like black women. Damn shame that I'm gay. What happened there? What happened? Because I'm obsessed with I'm obsessed with black women. I'm obsessed with. I mean, I really am. I write so well for them. You know, I write really, really, really well for black women. And because black women uplifted me. You know, when my mother, my grandmother, my aunts, my sisters, my, you know, I celebrate black women.
There you go.
Empire and
That's
Stars.
That's the original Big Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Daniels.
You still didn't give us no spoiler alerts for Empire.
And you ain't getting none.
Lee said he's going to be on here doing a 40-day challenge this season. That'd be hilarious. Write him one. Write him one, man. All right.
Lovely being here.
Lovely
Lee Daniels, Rashid Gray, Star, and Empire start when?
This Wednesday.
And Star, yo.
Empire and Star.
Oh, my God. This is a very big night for me. It's like, you know... Wow, it's like a big night. It's my night for a couple hours, so it's exciting.
There you go. Lee Daniels, Rashid Gray, it's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey, don't let anything distract you from the fact that Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, is the number one record in the country. Drop one of the clues bombs.
Congrats to Cardi, man. Yes. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, turns out Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin Hunter, has been living a secret double life. Now, this was an exclusive story in the Daily Mail. They did a year-long investigation to find out that he's having an affair with a 32-year-old massage therapist that he actually bought a house for just 9 miles away from the mansion that he shares with Wendy Williams. Now that you can see, they have a whole lot of pictures up, including his name is on the mailbox at that said house.
Nice house.
Yeah, it is a very nice house. $765,000 nice. House. Wow. But I guess whatever neighborhood that is in, you know, buys a lot of house for you. Now, Wendy Williams has said that she caught her husband cheating previously. Actually, here is Wendy Williams talking about Kevin cheating.
It has made our marriage, and I know this is cliche, but it's true. It's made our marriage stronger. And no, I'm not back to the girl that I was before him, because when you get stung like that, you never go back to who you were. Only a fool does. But I love him and he loves me, and we addressed it head on. I definitely thought I wasn't staying around for some cheating, but I did, and I don't regret it.
Well, according to these reports, he has been seeing this woman, her name is Sharina Hudson, for more than 10 years and actually splitting the time between both of their houses. So I guess it's convenient. It's only 9 miles away. And another layer to the story, according to Bossip, they are saying that they got a lot of emails saying that Charlamagne is the reason why.
Oh, Lord.
You set this up, bro.
Kevin is actually dating this woman because there's pictures of Charlamagne with Sharina. She's from South Carolina.
What is going on?
And apparently they're friends.
What?
And there's pictures of Sharina with Charlamagne's dad as well.
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
Now, previously, Charlamagne has always stated that Kevin pushed to get him fired and that they had a falling out.
I never said that.
He didn't say that.
What did I say that?
According to these reports,
you know I'm
here.
Sitting right by you, Angela. You know what are you talking about?
Keep reporting, man. Keep
I
reporting.
Never said
you.
That.
Yeah, Charlamagne pushed. Yeah,
so
keep
why
going.
Don't
this
you
is good.
Fill us in?
No, this is good coming from you.
Listen on what? What exactly do you need
so,
to know?
Who is the Sharina person?
This black is
clearly
hot.
Clearly, you know her. You guys have pictures together.
I haven't talked to Sharina in years. She is.
But you do know her.
I do know Sharina. Absolutely. She's from the Metro. 803. Drop on the clues bomb for the 803.
I just want to say these pictures are like professionally done. These are not like regular iPhone pictures. No, these are like the feds have been watching for years pictures.
Now, what do you know about this, Charlamagne? Anything?
I don't
Did you know
nothing.
That these two were dating?
I know that I have a New York Times bestselling book. It's called Black Privilege.
Is this in the book?
To those who create it.
This is crazy.
No, I don't know. I don't know any of. I know Sharina. That's all I know. I know Sharina from back in the day.
Ooh, the block's hot.
I haven't talked to her in years.
Block's back hot.
Did you guys ever all hang out together? You, Sharina.
Why are you looking like that?
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Who? I am not putting Charlamagne on the stand for me. Why are you
happened.
Looking like that?
What happened now?
Huh?
We did what?
Did y'all
when?
Ever hang out together? Are there pictures of you? Her,
that was such
her?
A long time ago. I don't remember.
There
any
you go.
I don't
was
know.
It
yeah,
10 years ago?
Yeah. But it's about.
I haven't All talked, right, so I haven't, the time
I
adds
talk,
up.
I haven't talked to Sharina in about a decade or better. Yeah. It's about right.
Okay. So does anything in this story seem like it rings true?
Mm-mm. I don't know nothing. I be minding my business.
Badger and the witness, Your Honor. That's come on now. Like. Badger and the witness.
This ain't got nothing to do with Charlamagne.
Badger and the witness.
I know that much.
Next question.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Bossa, though. Bossa. Got nothing to love for Bossa, but that ain't got nothing to do with me there.
Oh, all right. My goodness.
Okay.
Block is hot.
You might find some old party pictures or something.
All right. Well, I'm sure Wendy will address this, so.
Oh, man. It's September 2 fall ratings month? Oh, man. Everybody going to be tuned into Wendy today.
But she doesn't know Charlamagne, so I guess she wouldn't be able to address
That's right. You don't know me. Remember, you don't know me. So don't. Remember, when y'all went on Elvis show, y'all don't know me. Don't ask me nothing.
It's
hot.
Well, in some happy couple news, Tiny has bought billboard space for T.I.'s birthday. And she has a nice, huge billboard that says, King of the South, happy birthday tip from the one who loves and adores you the most, Mrs. H.
Oh, that's nice.
That's sexy.
That's cute. That's a nice little present to see when you're riding down the highway. All right, now.
Happy born day to T.I. too, belated.
Yes, happy belated birthday to T.I. Now, T-Boz has demanded justice for her mentally ill cousin who was shot 18 times by police officers. She posted this a couple of days ago on Instagram about her cousin. A shooting that happened on Wednesday, September 20th. He was labeled a suspect in an armed bank robbery. She said, my heart is broken. You think the tragedies that happen across the world wouldn't happen to you. At least you hope they won't. But to us, it did. She said her cousin was shot 18 times, including the face and back of his head. He harmed no one ever. He had mental health issues. And the cops knew that anything he's ever done was minor and nonviolent. So she said that he came out because he hurt his mother. They used beyond excessive force to gun him down. Also with heavy artillery used in warfare. 18 times, shot 18 times. If they're going on what he's holding at the bank, that isn't a gun. They keep saying he had a gun. I don't see a gun in his hand at the bank. They say he tried to rob. So I don't know what else is going on with this whole situation, but we will keep you updated. She's trying to spread the story. And she said she wants to make sure she gets justice for Eddie Russell Jr., who is her cousin. She said anybody will tell you how sweet and harmless he is.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that somebody got shot 18 times by the police, and I haven't seen that on any major news outlets unless I haven't really been paying attention like that. Only place I saw that was from T-Boz's social media.
Right, so she wants to make sure that she does spread the word about that. So we'll keep you updated on what's happening. Shout out to T-Boz and our condolences to you and your family. All right. Well, I am Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that down to?
We need Sarah Huckabee Sanders to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
Okay. Yes. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it other day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yeah. It's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 26th, goes to White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Now, yesterday I got on this radio and I told you that our brother Colin Kaepernick has to say something soon. Drop on a Clues Bomb for Colin Kaepernick. My guy. All the protesting that's going on in the NFL is a fire that Kaepernick started, and now he has to control the blaze. And the way you control the blaze is by not letting the narrative of why you kneeled in the first place be manipulated, okay? The message I would like to hear the good brother Colin Kaepernick deliver is, this isn't about me being blackballed from the NFL. It's about the unarmed killings of black people by police and the injustices that African Americans face in this country at the hands of law enforcement. Same thing he's been saying, but for whatever reason, it's gotten lost in translation. Why don't people understand that fact of why he kneeled in the first place? Well, to quote the great urban philosopher Doughboy from Boys in the Hood, either they don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about what's going on in the hood. I don't think you all realize how culturally clueless some white people are. The things that are affecting black people on a daily basis aren't affecting a lot of whites on a daily basis. So once again, some don't know, but majority just don't care. One of the ultimate acts of humanity is feeling someone else's pain. That is very hard to do. Why don't people care when it doesn't affect them? Well, that question answers itself, because it doesn't affect them. Duh. Well, add White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders to the list of culturally clueless why people who have no idea what's going on in our society. Okay? Sarah Huckabee Sanders was lying from the lectern yesterday, as she usually does, and she was asked about this weekend's NFL protest. To be specific, she was asked, how is calling football players sons of bitches unifying, and how can the POTUS ignore the racial underpinnings of his tweets and of the players' demonstrations? And Sarah Huckabee Sanders had this to say.
I think if this is the debate is really for them about police brutality, they should probably protest the officers on the field that are protecting them instead of the American flag.
Play that one more time, please.
Here we go.
I think if this is the debate is really for them about police brutality, they should probably protest the officers on the field that are protecting them instead of the American flag.
She don't even know the meaning of a protest. Mm-mm. You know, when you protest, you're trying to bring attention to an issue. It's a meme floating around, and the meme says, thinking NFL players are protesting the flag is like thinking Rosa Parks was protesting public transportation. Simple. Simple. Well, there was a great follow-up question to that nonsense Sarah Huckabee saying dispute. Let's hear it once again. Let's hear let's hear the second part.
Are you encouraging NFL players to protest police?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I was kind of pointing out the hypocrisy of the fact that if the goal is and the message is that of police brutality, which they've stated, then that doesn't seem very appropriate to protest the American flag. I'm not sure how those two things would be combined.
Okay. Once again, going back to this meme, thinking NFL players are protesting the flag is like thinking Rosa Parks was protesting public transportation. Listen, man, all of our white listeners who may be culturally clueless as to why players are kneeling, you think they are being unpatriotic and disrespecting the flag. Let me take you back to the beginning. August of 2016, I believe this was, when people first started noticing Colin Kaepernick was kneeling and they asked him why he was kneeling. I want you all to listen to this closely, okay? Please don't be willfully ignorant. Listen to understand, not with the intent to reply. This is what Colin Kaepernick said when people first started noticing him kneeling.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. You know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. These aren't new situations. This isn't new ground. It's things that have gone on in this country for years and years and have never been addressed. And they need to be. To me, this is something that has to change. And when there's significant change, and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, and this country is representing people the way that it's supposed to, I'll stand. There's a lot of things that need to change. One specifically is police brutality. There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people.
This is why he was kneeling, period. This is why everybody's kneeling, period. Nothing more, nothing less. People like Sarah Huckabee don't even realize how much they proved the need for the Black Lives Matter movement, because when you see these players kneeling for Black lives and the injustices that Black lives face in this country, when you see that happening, but you try to change the narrative of why they are kneeling, you won't even acknowledge the reason they are kneeling in the first place. You are proving that Black lives don't matter to you. Black lives matter so little to you that you won't even mention that Black people being killed unjustly at the hands of the police is the reason Colin Kaepernick and all these other players are kneeling. I've been saying this for months. You want to focus on them kneeling, but not the actions that caused them to kneel in the first place? Please give Sarah Huckabee Sanders the biggest hee-haw. And this is why everyone must be loud on the reason Colin Kaepernick kneeled in the first place. Don't get caught up in anything else. All of that boycott the NFL and stuff is cool, but don't let them change the narrative on what the real issue is, and that's the unjust killings of Black people at the hands of the police.
All right.
I don't know how much more clear we can explain it.
All right.
Well, people don't hear what they don't want to hear.
That is true.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, let's open up the phone lines, all right? 800-585-1051. We got a serious matter to talk about.
I have a topic, actually, and it is a very serious matter that we have to address.
What we discussed?
This was an exclusive on BOSIP. No, this is something different because it really is hurting my heart.
Exclusive on BOSIP.
Now, according to this BOSIP exclusive, Charlamagne is responsible for Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin Hart's alleged transgressions because you introduced Kevin to this woman.
We're supposed to be talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Sharina Hudson.
800-585-1051.
Could you still be friends with somebody if they introduced
Don't do this to me.
To his mistress?
What is happening
right
now?
Could you still work with that person?
That's like a setup. So could you be friends with someone that set your husband up? Is that what it is?
Why?
Right.
Is that what we doing this morning?
Could you still work with that person?
Why?
Could you still be friends?
Could you still even be cordial?
Why is this happening to me?
Or do they not exist?
What are you two doing? Y'all know I'm sitting right here, right?
800-585-1051. I like where you're going, Yee. Could you be friends with someone
that set your husband up. Is that what we're saying?
To have an affair.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Not
in
only
the hell
were we cool and we hung out.
Are you Bossip talking about?
But you were on my payroll.
Now, this young lady that allegedly...
Sharina Hudson.
Now,
and I see pictures of Sharina with...
Charlamagne?
Mr. McKelvey, Charlamagne's dad.
Really? So she's a close friend. Oh, my gosh. Is that her right there?
I have not talked to Sharina.
Damn, they're a family now.
I have not talked to Sharina in about a decade. Okay.
I see pictures of Charlamagne.
Sharina is from Columbia, South Carolina.
Fake holding bottles in the club sitting next to her.
Definitely fake holding bottles. You know you
bought. Look at that picture.
You know that ain't mine. That ain't even open. Ain't even open. I just grabbed it for the picture. You know me. You know me so well. Nothing has changed. That was a decade ago. Or better. And nothing has changed about me. Okay.
I'm clutching my pearls over here listening to this story.
Where is your loyalty?
First of all, I know Sharina because she's from Columbia, South Carolina.
I bet you
and
do.
We
the 803
know
is
her.
Home for me.
We
that's where my wife her. Went to school. She went to the University of South Carolina. I have my own day in Columbia, South Carolina, April 8th.
That ain't got
we
nothing to do with this.
On Hot 103.9 in Columbia in the morning. Drop on the clues bomb for Hot 103.9. That's it. I know a lot of young ladies from Columbia, South Carolina.
800-585-1051. Could you be friends?
And the caption.
With somebody.
Dark-skinned Charlamagne the goddess.
That introduced your husband to another woman that they're allegedly
like the show,
having
man.
An affair with?
I hate the Breakfast Club. I really don't like the
could
show.
Could you
honest.
Be friends
I don't
with
know why
that
y'all
person?
This. Everybody turn to Elvis Duran right now. Turn
my
Elvis
goodness.
Duran. Everybody. Go tune in.
Block is hot. It's the Breakfast Club. Come
if
on.
In New York, turn to Z100.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we got some breaking news this morning. Yee, explain to the people what we found out.
Yes, according to Bossip, Charlamagne is the one that introduced Kevin Hunter to his 10-year side chick. He's been cheating on Wendy
Goodness
Williams,
gracious.
Allegedly, for the past 10 years with a woman who was pictured on numerous occasions with Charlamagne. Now, Charlamagne, did you introduce them?
I just want the record to show that
Black
this is not
hot,
what we
bro.
Discussed doing in the 8 o'clock hour on this show.
All right, but
this morning.
Things change because this story just came up.
I don't know. I don't think
you
I,
don't know.
I don't
you
think
don't know,
I did.
So you don't know. Now
don't,
you don't know.
Oh, so now you don't know.
Up, right?
I know
sure.
Sharina.
You remember everything else. You wrote a whole damn book.
That's true.
From when you were born up until now, but you don't remember.
But now you don't remember this. Oh,
no.
Oh, it's funny.
I know Sharina. Sharina is...
Okay, we are clear. We see you guys
Sharina
in pictures together.
Sharina is from Columbia, South Carolina.
She has a picture with your dad. We know you know her.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know what else y'all want me to say.
Did you introduce them? You don't know.
Introduce who?
Did you introduce Sharina to Kevin?
To Kevin Hart?
No.
Kevin who?
The other Kevin H.
Kevin
Whoa.
Hunter.
It's been a bad week for Kevin H's.
Horrible
can we at least talk
shout
about
out to
that?
Kevin Holiday
if
at Atlantic
name is
Records.
Kevin, last name H.
Oh, you in trouble.
You might be in trouble. Kevin Holiday from Atlantic Records, we watching you, bro. I don't know if you...
Charlamagne, but you digress.
Digress
now
what?
Let's stay
I don't
on,
know what that
let's
means.
Stay on task.
Let's stay on topic. Did you introduce the two?
I'm going to take a knee on this. I'm going to take a knee. I'm taking a knee. Charlamagne Tha God is taking a
no,
knee.
You got two knees.
I'm protesting this whole topic. I'm protesting this topic, okay? Because I did not sign up for this. All right, I'm protesting this topic. That's what I'm doing.
Scumbag.
How about that?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Bert from Rockland.
Hey, Bert, could you be friends with someone that sets your husband up, introduces your husband to
a side
chick?
Oh, my God. This is so bad.
No, I'm sorry, Charlamagne. I'm sorry. I actually just read over the article, bro. It's really sad, bro. You can't be spilling beans like that. I know you
spilled beans.
Who spilled beans?
You spilled beans.
You did it for the book. This guy.
Bro, but you spilling out beans.
This is...
Who spilled beans? What beans did I spill?
I see the beans coming out right now.
What beans have I spilled? I'm sitting here minding my goddamn business. I don't know what you talking about. I don't know what boss I'm talking about.
Hello.
I don't know nothing.
Hello, who's this?
Denise.
Hey, Denise, could you be friends with someone that set your husband up, introduce your husband to his side chick?
Oh, my God,
allegedly.
Man. Lord have mercy.
Could you work
no,
with that person?
That, I could not be friends with, you know what I'm saying, me personally, not me. I know a lot of people that get together with their friend, like with the girlfriend, and when they found out that their boyfriend is cheating, they get with the girlfriend and come up with a plan try to, you know, belittle the man. But, you know what I'm saying, both of them, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't do that.
I don't even know who I work with anymore. Like, I don't know.
Bro, I have not worked with Wendy Williams since 2009.
Now we know why.
that was what? How many years ago? That 8 years ago?
Goodness
I haven't
gracious.
Talked to Wendy in 8 years.
But what? Now, so why doesn't Wendy like you?
I have no idea why.
This could be why.
This could be why.
Me and Kev fell out. I don't know nothing about. I don't know. Me and Kev fell out. I don't know why.
Wendy does. I mean, Wendy doesn't like me because me and Kev fell.
Now, why have you and Sharina not spoken to each other?
I haven't seen her. I don't know where the hell Sharina at, to be honest with you.
800-585. She's 9 miles away from
800-585-1051. Could you be friends with someone that set your husband up allegedly? Introduce his mistress to your husband.
This is bad. This
could you be friends with that person?
By the way, this has nothing to do with me. Okay, what boss I'm talking
about. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
We're doing the remix, Club. Unforgivable.
Yeah, Unforgivable. Now, this is Breakfast Club Court. Now, we got some information this morning that was very disturbing to me, Yee.
Yes, the headline on Bossips. Charlamagne Tha God introduced Kevin Hunter to his alleged 10-year side chick. Mm-hmm. Now, the story broke yesterday is that Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin, was having an affair. But it turns out, as we dug a little deeper and saw this article, the woman is somebody that allegedly Charlamagne introduced to Kevin Hunter, which is why allegedly they had their falling out.
Why are people assuming I introduced her to Kev, though? Like, why would Boston assume such a thing?
Well, I guess they got a whole lot of email tips from people in the South Carolina streets.
And not
as
only
you say.
That, we've seen the pictures of you and the young lady. And in the picture, she also has a picture with your dad.
That was my homie. I haven't talked to Sharina in years, but at the time, she was my homie. I'm from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, but I lived in Columbia, South Carolina. I consider the 803 home as well. She's from Columbia. Mm-hmm. I knew her.
It says here, in fact, our sources confirm that Charlamagne and Sharina are friends, and wait for it, Charlamagne introduced her to Kevin back around 2006 when the formerly dark-skinned radio host
formerly dark-skinned
was working with Wendy.
So maybe it wasn't me. Maybe that person that they're talking about in those pictures, maybe that's not me.
Who is it then?
Look, man, I'm taking a knee on this whole situation. I don't know nothing, okay? I wish Wendy the best. I wish Kev the best. I wish Sharina the best. I don't know what's going on. It ain't my business. You talking about something that happened 10 years ago. Mm-mm-mm. I do not care.
Somehow you've been thrown in the mix.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Heather from Norfolk.
Hey, Heather. Now, what do you think about Charlamagne?
Good morning.
You think he's a scumbag? Oh, I'm sorry. Could you be friends with someone that set your husband
Jesus
up allegedly?
Christ.
No, look, you can still be friends with him because you can't blame somebody for introducing you to somebody. If you're going to cheat, you make that decision on your own. I mean, and you don't need no help doing it. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You either in love with the person or you're not.
So if somebody that you're with every day introduces your husband to another woman and they have an affair, you're okay?
I'm going to be mad at my man and possibly the lady, you know, but at the end of the day, it's up to my man. Does he love me or not? I mean, that's a control, you know?
I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with you, but I do want to keep juror number 67 on as part of the jury. I want to keep her as part of the jury. Okay.
Hello, who's this?
She's with you.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, Mama?
My name is Jenny. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Jenny, could you be friends with
Columbia? Columbia, right? Your heart skipped a beat.
Columbus, not Columbia.
Could you be friends with someone that set your husband up allegedly? Introduced your husband to his mistress allegedly?
Yes, because my husband shouldn't fall to temptation, whether it be his friend or whoever. He should not. It's not Charlamagne's fault.
So let me guess, you want to keep her on the jury?
I do want to keep her on the jury, but it's not my fault because I don't have nothing to do with this. I don't know what Bossip is talking about. I don't know what tips they get from South Carolina. Yes,
we need some of these tips people to call in here from Columbia, South Carolina.
Listen, yes,
and let us know what's going on.
I'm sure
what's
it's old
really
pictures
good.
Of me and Sharina because Sharina was a good friend of mine. She's always been with me. So, I mean,
How did her and Kevin meet each other? Were they ever around each other while you were there?
I have no idea.
Let me see if there's pictures of that.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
It's all possible.
Right. Well, what's the moral of the story? I'm not asking you, Charlamagne. Your moral is, I didn't do it, I'm taking a knee.
Moral of the story is, I'm taking a goddamn knee.
See? Yee, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, mind your business, okay? Charlamagne is minding his business now. He should have did that 10 years ago.
I've been minding my business for 10 years. I don't be messing with Wendy and Cab them. Like, I don't talk to them. I'm cool. Like, that was a chapter in my life, a season, some seasons of my life. I have moved on.
All right.
Okay, I don't have nothing to do with this.
But we got more rumors to talk about, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about the earth being flat and a GoFundMe that's trying to prove it.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Y'all still listening to this show? For what?
Huh? Mm-hmm. What you mean?
Y'all still listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors.
Trash-ass show.
What?
The Breakfast Club.
What you mean?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a whisper like, yeah, it's the greatest.
My goodness.
Who are you setting up now?
Gotta watch this guy over here. Block is hot, man.
This guy makes what you about to ruin?
I know where there's a body.
You want to see a dead body? Oh, my goodness. Let's get to the rumors.
Whatever they say he said, whatever they say he did that shit.
All right, well, let's get to the... Let's.
Another setup.
All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk The Weeknd.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, a woman has filed a police report with the Ohio State University Police Station claiming that she was raped after The Weeknd show. Now, some people are saying what went down was that, number one, The Weeknd was out of the building. I just want to put that out there.
So
but
there
was it was two temporary crew members who were on tour with him who are under investigation. All right, now, according to that police report, the cops believe everybody was drunk during the alleged rape, and they says hands, feet, and teeth were the weapons used in the sexual assault. The Weeknd had left the arena before this alleged rape occurred, and he is not involved. So when you see the headlines, The Weeknd cops investigate alleged post-concert rape. He is not involved in this. He was not even...
The Weeknd cops investigate...
Yeah, that's what it's... That's the headline.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. But that's I just don't want anybody to think that he was there and he's involved in these accusations.
But that's the problem of being the biggest fish in the room, because when it comes to those, you know, articles and blog headlines, they use your name as clickbait.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Charlamagne.
Absolutely. What? That what did I do? I was not at The Weeknd show.
No, but your name was clickbait this morning with this Wendy Williams and Kevin Hunter drama. It says Charlamagne is the one.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why you brought it back.
I did not. I didn't. I was talking about The Weeknd.
Come back over there.
Jesus Christ.
All right. B.O.B. has started a GoFundMe. He wants to prove that the earth is indeed flat.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
All right.
All right.
Now, the GoFundMe page, mm-hmm. if you want to donate, it's called Show Bob the Curve. And
all right, you're going to get a bunch of D-pics now, Bob. Bob's going to get a bunch of penis pics now. It's going to be a bunch of penis pics. That's what y'all do. Email them a bunch of penis pics to that GoFundMe. That's what you do. Show them the curve, guys.
Now, so far, he has gotten like $300 and a lot of shares on
Facebook. Nobody funding your bum-ass research, B.O.B. Okay? B.O.B. my guy and all, but come on, man.
Now he wants to send multiple satellites into space so that they can locate the curvature of the Earth. So.
B.O.B., why? How is that going to change the world? No, seriously. Whether the Earth was round or flat, which I can't even believe I'm having this conversation. I'm going to play hypothetical. If whether the world's round or flat, what significance does that have on our lives?
I don't know.
None. Zero. Yeah. It doesn't even matter at the end of the day.
That doesn't mean anything.
Nothing.
Right. You can ruin a life any other way. All right.
This guy Charlamagne, man.
Now, Diddy and DJ Khaled are close to signing a deal. They're going to be judges for a new hip-hop TV show. It's called The Four. It's a new talent competition show, and there's going to be four judges. So Diddy's the mogul on the show. Khaled is the producer. There's also going to be a songwriter, and the fourth judge will be a performer. So they're saying at least one of those two remaining spots have to go to a woman. So
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I would not want to see Diddy and Khaled both judging that type of show.
It could be inspirational.
I would like to see Diddy do it by himself, but Diddy and Khaled together, no. Not
all right.
All. And plus, Khaled ain't going to tell people they suck. Diddy will. Diddy will make your ass go walk for cheesecake.
Yeah, Diddy
but
will.
But Khaled ain't going to tell you when you actually suck.
Yeah, give him some inspiration.
Now, Alejandro Villanueva, he is the one, a Steelers player who stood for the national anthem. He now has a top-selling jersey. His name is outselling all of the big names, and it's a top seller across all of the sports platforms of the NFL shop. So he also, however, did say that he regrets walking to the tunnel. And he was a captain. He was an Army Ranger. He served three tours in Afghanistan. He got several medals for his service. He wasn't trying to not show solidarity with his teammates, but I guess, you know, he just made that decision on his own. And he said this.
I've made Coach Tomlin look bad, and that is my fault, and that is my fault only. I've made my teammates look bad, and that is my fault only.
Who was that?
That's Alejandro Villanueva from the Steelers.
The only one that came out the locker room.
All right, now Ben Roethlisberger had this to say about Alejandro Villanueva and what they're going to do going forward with the Steelers.
I wish that we would have been on the field. That's just my personal feeling on it. I'm entitled to that opinion. That's what's great about this country and what the troops are for. What was important was being united as well, and that's what we showed. We showed unity because that's what we need in this country right now. There's so much division. We need to stay together.
All right, so we'll see what they do moving forward. And, of course, these protests are going to continue, so we will keep you updated. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Ms. Yee.